Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Matt Kramer from the Matt Kramer Show. I'm very proud to be back. I apologize for my hiatus. I was off last week from work, but I spent most of the week, some part of the week, looking for places of employment. And so far, I have had no luck. But that hopefully someday that will change. But for now, I'm still at the Pavilion's job when I'm not doing a radio show here. And again, I'm glad to be back. One of my biggest topics today is an update on my writing campaign. And I want to go to my Facebook page right now and let you know that I have done... Oh, I don't know how many cities right now, but I can tell you I have completed British Columbia. I've done all of British Columbia as part of the writing campaign, and so that's pretty cool. If you've never heard of my writing campaign before, or because this may be the first time you listen to this radio show here, my writing campaign starts in Alabama in the United States. And I go alphabetically A through Z. And when I reached Columbia, I wrote a letter to the cities in Columbia. South Carolina is one of them. And that's the capital of South Carolina, so no more South Carolina public letters. I will not touch South Carolina. I may touch some smaller cities in South Carolina, but those are going to be private letters, only to certain people or certain places. But when I reached Columbia, I decided to go north to British Columbia. And I did all the cities in there, from Abbotsford to, I think the last one is Vernon, or I'm looking at my documents right now. Canada, British Columbia. The first one is Abbotsford. The last one is, Granite Wall. It is, look at it, Victoria, okay. So I did Victoria. I also did Victoria for St. Charles, and that is an island off of the east coast of Africa, I believe. So I did that. And I also did, I have a private letter for the President of the United States, Barack Obama, but I will not reveal that on Facebook. But I have done, I've continued I've come back to the U.S. To do some writings in the U.S. Not only did I do British Columbia, but I did District of Columbia, which is our capital here in the United States. So I copied some of the letters from British Columbia and brought it back here. So there's also Langley. Langley is a city in British Columbia. And there's Langley in the United Kingdom. There's a Langley... There's many Langleys in the United Kingdom. There's the Langleys in the U.S., including Langley, Virginia, where the CIA is hosted. And it's interesting that Langley is an unincorporated part of the state of Virginia, but it's there. I also did Richmond. Richmond is another city in the British Columbia area. So I did the Richmonds. Of the United States. And I think that's just a draft for now. Maybe it's not. Okay. Well, because I've updated many of my notes from previous time. But there is a Richmond, there's a Kimberley in the in British Columbia, and there's a Kimberley's in the USA. Greenwood is my latest city now. I'm doing. There's a Greenwood in British Columbia as well, and I noticed that Richmond, Virginia, is the highest so far. There may be other cities higher, but Richmond, Virginia has the highest sex crime rate, if not the U.S., at least in that state. And Richmond has about 20-some thousand, 200,000 people living there, and you do the math, 800 divided by 20,000. That's the percentage of the sex crime rate up to this year. So that is very, very crazy. Okay, here we go. There's a Victoria, Australia as well. Looking at all the... So far, I've done a total number of notes, 347. That's the notes, the sermons I've written, and also the all the letters I've been doing. And I did some calculations last night doing this. And if I was actually going to these places in Alabama with the days I've selected to go and preach, it'll take me 4 years and 2 months to do one tour of the United States. 4 years and 2 months. And that's just 1 year. That's just going from January to December and doing it that way. Because there's 52 weeks in a year, and there's 50, there's 50 states. So there's about 2 weeks. There's about 2 weeks, 2 months, excuse me, 2 months that I can take off, or 2 months extra, you know. So 48 months straight, going from Alabama to Wyoming. So if I did 29, I've got this down, 29 cities in 29 days, that's January. I take the first off, I take 1 or 2 days off in January. 25 cities in February, that's 25 days there, with 3 days off in February. March is 30 days, in 30 cities in 30 days. April is 30 cities in 30 days. May is 29 cities in 29 days. So that's 268 cities all in Alabama. So if I did that, it would take me 4 years and 2 months, maybe, to do just Alabama, and another 4 years and 2 months, give or take, to do 4 years and 2 months times 12, or times, I'm sorry, 4 years and 2 months times 50. 50 times 4 is 200. Okay, 200 months, 200 years. That's too crazy. But anyway, you know what I talk about. Those of you who do that kind of math can do it better than I can. But if there's anyone, while I'm babbling about this preaching campaign, if you have a question or a spiritual question, a religious question, or a comment, please call 347-884-8739. The number again is 347-884-8739. And as I'm trying to figure this whole thing out here with my preaching campaign, I start in Alabama, spend 8 months there, and when I reach Columbia, Alabama, I'll probably go to Columbia, South Carolina, and the next year, Columbia, whatever. And that Columbia is spelled C-O-L-U-M. There's a Columbia in South America. That's two L's, two O's. Columbia, South Carolina is one O and one U. So don't get that confused. Anyway, this is going to be a long, drawn process. And while I'm setting this whole thing up and working at Pavilions, hopefully to pay off some debts and probably get enough money to go to college probably sometime next year. Hopefully I can get on the ball and get a little graduate degree here or do something so I can get this preaching campaign on. So, again, with the time that we have, changing subjects during this time, I want to let you know that Harvest America is coming in about two or three days, September 28th and 29th. So if you're interested in that, go to harvestamerica.com, and you can sign up there and be a host church or be a host family for Harvest America. My Hope America comes in November, and it's the week that Billy Graham turns 95. And in these letters on Facebook, I make mention of My Hope and Harvest America. The last few I've done, I've been mentioning Harvest America. But My Hope America with Billy Graham. According to the Billy Graham website, they have 20,000 churches signed up now. So that's kind of cool. And more are added each day, according to the website. And so that's kind of cool. Franklin Graham will be in Iceland this weekend. And so that's gonna be cool also. Will Graham, who's the son of Franklin and grandson of Billy Graham, is in Fukushima. I think that's Japan. And so that's kind of cool. So hopefully he has a good time there. Hopefully the people come to the good Lord Jesus during that time. Also, if you're a big Duck Dynasty fan, they've been around now for about, they're coming up on the fourth season, and I've just started watching that, so it's pretty, I enjoy it very much. It makes me very happy. And that being said, Phil, there's a couple of YouTube videos out of Phil Robertson, the Duck Commander, preaching. He preached in Saddleback. He preached in some other church somewhere. And he was a guest at the Harvest Crusade. He was asked to come to Anaheim, California during Greg Laurie's Harvest Crusade in Anaheim last month. So that was kind of cool to see, well, to watch Phil Robertson talk to California people. And so that's kind of cool. If you have not started watching Duck Dynasty, I suggest you watch it. It's pretty cool. Whether you believe in Jesus or not, it's a funny show. And they got two books out. One is called Happy, Happy, Happy by Phil Robertson. The other one is Psychology, and that's from Uncle Cy. I have put a reservation to get those books from the library, and hopefully they'll be out soon. Also, Billy Graham is coming out with a new book, and the title is The Reason for My Hope. This is his 32nd book in his career. And I think his son, Franklin, said that he's working on a book on hell, too, but I haven't seen that progress. But there is a 32nd book by the BGEA, by Billy Graham, called My Hope, The Reason for My Hope. So that's kind of cool. What is going on in the news? In the last 12 minutes and 40-some seconds, I'm going to go now to Google.com and give you a list of the news-making headlines. One thing, I should mention this, I think the New York Times now has printed Billy Graham's letter to the leaders of Iran, I think it's Iran, to release the American pastor who was taken prisoner there. And Billy Graham, among others, has written a letter to the Iraqi leader. I don't think I can pronounce his name, but Billy Graham has asked the Iraqi leaders to release Pastor Saeed, I think his name is. So hopefully that letter gets answered and is taken care of. The release of this pastor is taken care of. Right now I'm on Google.com. And top stories is Hassan Rouhani, what about him? Can change U.S.-Iran relations and the world, according to Mr. Rothkopf. So Rouhani is the new president of the Iran America sanctions may happen. The American sanctions may happen. So President Rouhani wants to thank President Obama for helping him get into office. There's a U.S. There's a former Marine in prison in Iran, and his alien father asks for his release. This is not related to the pastor. This is a different story. Let's see here. United States Senate begins work to fund government as threatened shutdown looms.
Yes.
America's Cup. Oracle pulls off stunning comeback in America's Cup. America's Cup. America's Cup. This is America's Cup. What is this? What sport is that? America's Cup. I gotta look that up. I think that's, not sure what sport it is. I've heard of the Stanley Cup and the U.S. Open. So American Cup sport. Question mark. Is that a hockey thing? Is it? Oh, it's a sailing. It's a sailing. Oh, that's cool. So, America's Cup, that's for sailing. If you're into sailing, that's Microsoft Surface Pro 2, so right but so wrong, according to USA Today. Washington Navy Yard. There was a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard. And the suspect, according to Washington Post, was driven by delusions. Interesting. Breaking Bad, that's the show on AMC. That show is ending. It's run on Sunday. Still looking good with credit to the whatever. That's from Fox News. Kindle Fire, that's the reading device. Amazon unveils Kindle Fire HDX, lighter, faster, and 24/7 tech support. Peshawar, Grangemouth-based minister mourns family Peshawar victim. Church in Scotland, this is from BBC News, says British broadcasting company. A church in Scotland minister who lost several family members in Sunday's bomb attack on a church in Peshawar has taken part in a memorial service at the Pakistan city's cathedral. Oh, there's a church bombing in Pakistan. Christians were there. Not good, not good, not good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who played Robin in the, not sure if it's the latest one. I think it's the latest. Yeah, the latest one. The latest Batman movie with Christian Bale. But according to Mr. Chris Nolan, there's no more Batman movies directed by him. There might be another one, but we don't. Make a Batman movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Interesting. Samsung Electronics to launch smartphone with curved display in October. That's in Seoul, Korea. Interesting. World News. At Kenya's request, Interpol issues alert for white widow. That's a person, by the way. Charles Taylor, war crimes convictions upheld. Drill, comrade drill. Why the Kremlin's Arctic plan worries activists. India to proceed to contentious talk despite militant attack in Kashmir. Apparent deal on Syria. Chemical weapons resolution, UN diplomats say. Italian pasta brand Berea in gay advertisement row. Huh. BBC News. Activists in Italy have called for a boycott of leading pasta brand Berea after its chairman said he would not use gay people in advertising. Oh, come on. Cried out loud. Human remains found on Costa Concordia. I think that's a ship. Possibly answering, human remains have been found on the wrecked Costa Concordia, the ship that's been lifted, or sort of lifted. Human remains have been found on the wrecked Costa Concordia, possibly answering what happened to the last two missing passengers on the cruise liner that struck rocks off Italy's Giglio island in 2012. Pakistani Christians protest deadly church bombing. Read about that before. Italy president reprimands Berlusconi party over resignation threats. What to look for in the UN's mega climate report that's out Friday. President Merkel of Berlin, Germany. Her allies roll back on tax hikes before STB meeting. SPD. Oh, Social Democrat. Social Democrat something meeting. Okay. U.S. assigned treaty over gun lobbies opposition. Sudan protests continue amid communication blackouts. Climber finds air crash jams on Mont Blanc. Egypt closes newspaper linked to Muslim Brotherhood. That's a good idea. Triple bombing at market near Baghdad kills 14 people. Singing Chinese general's teenage son guilty of gang rape. Not good. Pakistani volunteers move relief supplies to tens of thousands of earthquake victims. Of earthquake supplies to 10. Move relief supplies to tens of thousands of earthquake victims.
Okay.
On UN visit, PM, Prime Minister Stephen Harper of the United Kingdom, urges for improved health care for mothers and children. Interesting. And NASA's Curiosity rover finds water in Martian soil. Interesting. So all this is world news on Google.com. And that is the show for this afternoon. It's still the morning. It's almost 11:30, almost lunchtime. So it's morning. It's lunchtime, really, if you like to call it that. But that is the show for today. If you're interested in reading what I have written, when it comes to my letters, please be a friend on my Facebook page, Matthew Kramer. You may have to filter that. Maybe you could, Matthew Kramer, Anaheim, California. And hopefully you can find me there. The last 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Again, thank you for allowing me to come back. Glad to be here. Tomorrow I will not be available for a show because I'll be working in the morning. So I apologize for that. So hopefully next Monday, this coming Monday, will be a good day to do a new episode of the Matt Kramer Show. Anyhow, as I leave you this morning, I want you to pray for Billy Graham, the My Hope America team, Harvest America team, the Greg Laurie, the Robertson team in West Monroe, Louisiana. And hopefully that Pastor Saeed, whatever his name is, can be released from Iraq. I think it's Iran. So keep apprised of those stories and have a wonderful day.